Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Just because it's Christmas Eve doesn't mean I change. I'm still the same. If you're visiting with us for the first time, my name is Nugent. I'm the lead teaching pastor here at Connect the Life Christian Church. If you have any prayer requests, anything like that, tonight there's a card right in front of you. And also, if you're visiting with us for the first time, make sure you fill that out. Drop it in the box on your way in and out. That's by way of giving as well. So if you feel led to give tonight, just drop it in those two boxes on your way in and out as well. But more importantly, if you have any prayer requests at all, please fill that out. We would love to pray for you. Again, we're so glad you're here. And world peace. World peace. World peace. And of course, everyone in this room wants world peace. And throughout history, man tries to accomplish world peace by any means necessary. Some were very successful. We start charities, we give, we donate. We go on trips to help fix something for somebody in some foreign land. We go out of our way to help our neighbors. Right now up north, a ton of my friends is helping the neighbors shoving snow. Spoke to one of my friends today that the pipes to his house is frozen. I can't help but laugh because I don't have to worry about it, huh? I do love living down here, and I know some of you are visiting from out of town as well. But some attempt world peace by any means necessary. What am I fixing? I'm getting some signals. My mic? The mic is here. They said, forget it. What? You tell me in Vietnamese? What do you want? So some attempt not so helpful and fail miserably. So some throughout history, they wage war, they oppress, they try to dominate another group of people or enslave them or wipe them out completely. We establish governments. We use signs and slogans and bullhorns to get a point across. And many of these attempts usually left us more divided, hateful, hated, and broken. Meanwhile, God screams from the top of his lungs through his words, do not have any other gods before me. Do not have other gods before me. Don't make yourself any engraving image. Don't go and worship anything else. Not things, not statues, not of the things of your life and jobs and all those. And God says, don't have any other gods before me. And if I can rewrite the Bible, and which I don't dare to do, I would probably put that line in all caps. Because that's how much God wants us to pay attention to his words. And he says, don't have any other gods before me. The world just falls apart after humanity tries to find their own peace. Instead of remaining in the steps in peace with God. Eve attempted to find her own peace by listening to Satan. Buying into the lie that the fruit would be much more than what God can provide. Cain kills his brother, Abel, because he thought that his brother's blessing would be more than what God can provide. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery because they were afraid that he was going to steal all of their inheritance. And Joseph was enslaved in Egypt. The world just spirals out of control in the quest of finding peace. And you might have experienced through this families against family, friends against friends, relationships after relationships. And meanwhile, God is screaming in the top of his lungs to us through his words, do not have other gods before me. in 600 years before Jesus, Isaiah came along, and he says this, "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of human? Will you try the patience of God, of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. And we'll call him Emmanuel." This is the backstory. After King David, the nation of Israel fell apart. The northern kingdom and southern kingdom, the sons of Jacob with 12 tribes of Israel, 11 tribes teamed together to go against Judah, the one little tribe on the south. And the king Ahaz in the tribe of Judah heard the news that the northern kingdom was creating an alliance to take him out. Because 11 kingdom is not good enough. They want the 12th one. They want Judah. They want that little tribe in the south. As humanity began to oppress and enslave one another, Ahaz got scared and he was troubled. So he went to the Assyrians and he says, "Team with me. Because my brothers in the northern kingdom is trying to conquer me, trying to enslave me, and tries to wipe me out altogether. Come and be a treaty with me." Meanwhile, God is screaming at Judah, Ahaz, "Don't make treaties with them. Don't have other gods before me. They will fail you. I am with you. I am your God. I am your peace. Remain in me. Peace will be given. Nothing in this world, not the Assyrians, no one is going to bring you peace. Don't make treaty with them." In the same sense, you and I go through this all the times, don't we? When things get hard, when life gets a little lonely, we try to make treaties with everybody else except with God. And God screams in the top of his lungs, "Don't have other gods before me. No amount of relationships will give you peace unless you have a relationship with me." And then Isaiah shows up. Here it is. And he says, "Nothing, Judah. Nothing, King Ahaz. No, don't make treaty with the Assyrians. Nothing is going to give you peace. Remember, God says, don't make treaties with these foreign land. And God says, are you testing the patience of my God? Why are you testing him? Don't you trust him that he is enough, that he is your peace?" And he says, "And unto us." And this is how God is going to answer your prayers, Judah. He's going to give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel. Obviously, at this point, no one has any idea what Isaiah was talking about. What do you mean, Isaiah? I have the 11 northern kingdom that's about to destroy me. I got to make treaty with somebody. I'm a little tribe named Judah. I don't have enough resources. What are you talking about? This little kid is going to born and he's going to give us peace. So for 700 years, the nation of Israel went out to search for this baby. For 700 years, the nation of Israel waited and waited and waited for this little baby. And then Jesus came along. And he walked on water. And then Jesus came along and he gave the prostitute a hug and he says, "Your sins are forgiven." And then Jesus came along and he gave sight to the blind. And then Jesus came along and he fed the 5,000. He provided the basic provisions of life, food and water. And then Jesus came along and he offers something way different. He says, "My kingdom is not of this world." He gave a sign that he was the bread of life. He gave signs that he was the light of the world. And for the Jewish people in this room tonight, the Hebrew people, you heard Alicia saying it in Hebrew. Hanso, Hanso. He gave him a sign that said, "I am the Succoth." Remember, they were traveling through Egypt. And as they enter into the desert, and by day, the clouds was covering them and it was giving them shade. And he said, "I am that that you've been looking for." And he performed his final act on the cross. Then he told the thief, he says, today you will be with me in paradise. And he forgave sins. He went in the tomb and he resurrected 3 days later. And after he rose from the dead, his message began to spread. Not by force, not by war, not by oppression, but by love. The 12 apostles shared this new kind of kingdom. And at first, it didn't make sense to anybody. And if some of you are visiting church tonight, you're like, hey, I saw a Christmas Eve sign, maybe I should go. And maybe that doesn't make sense to you. And it's okay, because it didn't make sense to anybody. So the 12 apostles began to spread the good news. And they have to write letters to everybody. And this is what they wrote. Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in this world. Now, in Christ, Jesus, you who once were far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside his flesh, the law, with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself a new kingdom. A new kingdom. By making peace. Out of two conflicts, he made peace. And in one body, he to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put the death, the hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. What couldn't be accomplished by the 12 tribe of Israel was accomplished by 12 ordinary men, the new kingdom that God called them to follow. And he says, I'm going to create a new kingdom out of you, not by war, not by force, not by oppression, not by eliminating your brothers and sisters, but by love, by uniting you together. So what was chaos in Eve? What was betray Cain and Abel? What was given to the nation of Israel, the 12 tribes, the 12 brothers end up wanting to own the other person and wipe out the other tribe? What was given through David? What was given through Solomon? What was given to the nation of Israel was torn apart, but was put together on this peaceful night, the birth of a baby named Jesus, the transformation of from chaos to peace, from Eve to Mary, the walls of hate, the walls of this difference of skin colors, the walls of different jobs and classification in society, the walls of the popularity, the walls of who's and who's what and who's make more and who's make less and who's higher than who in society. All of those walls are breaking down. And it's the very reason you and I are sitting here tonight. It's a new kingdom. There's no difference between us, no political parties, no skin color or no class. What the apostle took on, what the 12 tribes of Israel couldn't accomplish. There were no Jews, no Gentiles. But at this point, it still didn't make sense. So a Jew, a committed Jew, a tax collector Jew, a Jew of all Jews, a Jew that wanted no more than anything to be a part of God's kingdom. He wrote this down for us. And this is what he said. In Matthew chapter 1, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give you birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. This is the new kingdom. Peace is knowing the Emmanuel, knowing God is with us. What was broken through Eve has been put together by way of Jesus, through Jesus, by way of Mary. We sit in this room tonight, and you're watching this at home with your families simply because of this night. No Jews, no Gentiles, free nor slaves, but we're all our children of God, transferring chaos into peace. And God still screams on the top of his lungs through his words. He says, do not have other gods before me. Do not have other gods before me. And this is the message of God from Genesis all the way to Revelation. He just wants us to know that he's with us, that we are his children. He says, don't have any other gods before me. And this is the call for all the prophets. If you have your communion, go ahead and take that out. If you're a Christian, a baptized believer, we're inviting you to share this with us. And if you're not, it's okay. You can enjoy this moment in prayer and in between you and God. But here's the call from God through Micah. He says he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? This is all God asked of us, by the way. It's on the screen too. Can you pull that up for me? This is all God asked of us. To act justly. To love mercy. And to walk humbly with your God. Guys, this is all that God asked of us. That's it. This is the entire message of the Bible, is that humanity, us, you and I, that we should act justly. That we're all our children of God. And to love mercy, to forgive, to embrace, and to walk humbly with your God. And every time we gather here at Connected Life Christian Church, we are reminded of the sacrifice. That we should love mercy. That we should act justly. And we continue to walk humbly with our God. And Jesus says, this is my body for you. And he says, do this in remembrance of the new kingdom I'm giving you. And in the same way, he took the cup and he says, this is the new blood of the covenant. Poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. And this is the new kingdom I'm giving you. That we're all our children, that we can be called children of God because of Jesus' blood. And he says, do this in remembrance of me. In the next few moments, I want you to spend some time in prayer. If you're here with your family, grab their hands. And if you're here by yourself, grab God's heart, and he has yours, certainly. It's Christmas Eve, and God wants you to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Let's spend some time in prayer. Thank you.
taking communion together, we're reminded of Jesus' sacrifice for us. And in John 12:46, Jesus says, "I've come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness." His light is represented by the candles before us. And as we light our candles, we rejoice in the spreading of the light that is Jesus Christ. So let us all remember to carry this light beyond these walls to a world who greatly needs him.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on the David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Just your voices. Silent night,
holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May your light shine. Don't let it go out here tonight, but may you walk away from here. God asks you for something. Continue to establish his kingdom and continue to let your light shine. Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.